I've been working on a long poem in progress for a number of years called Mountains and Rivers Without End. This is my latest report on where I'm at with it. And this is quite an interesting direction for me. This long poem, which, as I say, is part of a large work in progress, of which one portion has been published in book form. It's called The Blue Sky. A little bit of background, Buddhist mythology. As most of you know, besides the historical Buddha, Gautama, there are a number of mythological Buddhas in the Hindu cosmology. One of the vaguest figures is called Vaishaja Guru in Sanskrit, which means the medicine master. There is one sutra for Vaishaja Guru. He's usually represented seated cross-legged like any other Buddha, but in one hand he holds a medicine jar. There was quite a cult for this Buddha, a popular cult in China in the early Tang Dynasty and also about the same period in Japan. A kind of a messianic cult, actually, because his sutra lists the vows that he made eons ago. The vows that he made eons ago were that he would cure all beings of suffering, that he would cure all poverty, and that he would find a medicine to cure the ignorance of all beings. And that's why he's represented with this little medicine jar. His land is to the east, very far away, and one of his names, translated in English, means the Azure Radiance Buddha. During the period of his popularity in Japan, a great many cures were attributed to him. So, the blue sky. This poem and all of this Mountains and Rivers Without End is, as I gradually begin to realize, it's part of a probably insane triangulation I'm attempting between Chinese Buddhism, Tibetan Vajrayana, and American Indian shamanism. Eastward from here, beyond Buddha worlds, 10 times as numerous as the sands of the Ganges, there is a world called pure as lapis lazuli. Its Buddha is called Master of Healing, Azure Radiance Tathagata. That's a quote from the sutra. It would take you 12,000 summer vacations, driving a car due east all day every day, to reach the edge of the lapis lazuli realm of medicine, old man Buddha. East, old man realm, east across the sea, yellow sand land, coyote old man land, silver and stone blue. Blue, blau, bright, flaus, flamen, Brahman. Sky, ski, school, shadow, Sanskrit. Skutas, covered, skewed, pied, skewbald, stewball, skyballed, piebald, horse with lightning feet, a mane like distant rain, the turquoise horse, a black star for an eye, white shell teeth, pony that feeds on the pollen of flowers, may he make the whole. Heal, hail, whole. Kazaz, Kyle, coil.
Namo Bhagavate Vaishaja Guru Vaidyura Prabhajarya Tathagata Arhate Samyak Sambuddhaya Tadyata Ong Vaishaja 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 Samudgate Svaha.
I honor the Lord, the Master of Healing, shining like lapis lazuli, the King, the Tathagata, the Saint, the Perfectly Enlightened One, saying, Om to the healing, to the healing, to the healer, hail, Svaha. Shades of blue through the day. Tujye, Tujye, Turk, turquoise. It comes from the Chinese word, Tujye.